Strange Adventure.
Old Donald McTavish was a proud man indeed as he watched the last spike driven into the last rail of the road that had been his dream and his undertaking for so many years. As the wood-burning engine snorted up to the station, his dour Scotch face broke into a great smile. He turned to the man at his side, one of the stockholders in the new railroad.
Hey, laddie, isn't she a beauty? Now, this railroad will make us a lot of money before the long. We'll beat that Ben Marson and his horse-drawn carriages into bankruptcy. That's what we'll do.
Mr. McTavish, you and Marson have been business rivals for several years, haven't you?
Aye, and many's the time I've beat him just as I'm doing the new. I've invited him down here to have a look at the steam carriages that will put his company out of business.
Ben Marson accepted the invitation of the railroad man and looked over the train. He took a short ride on the open swaying coaches that the puffing wood burner pulled along the slender rails. At the end of the ride, he strode up to President McTavish.
Hey, Mike, maybe someday a train like yours or a better one may carry a lot of passengers faster and cheaper than my coaches. But believe me, this isn't the day. Why, I could outrun your train myself with a good team of horses.
McTavish steamed like one of his locomotives at the insult.
You and your carriages wouldn't have a chance. I could give you a 5-mile lead and still beat you to Calico Junction.
Calico Junction? Well, that's only 25 miles from here. Tell you what I'll do, I'll race you. And I don't need that 5-mile lead.
The challenge was accepted, and a day and hour were set for the race. The winner was to be waiting at the Palace Hotel in Calico Junction with a fine dinner ordered. The loser was to pay for the dinner and hand over to the winner the bet of $5,000. The great day came, and the betting was very heavy. The odds were greatly in favor of the train, for the people of the territory knew the terrible condition of the rough and muddy wagon road over which Mawson would have to drive. A crowd of passengers climbed aboard the train, cheering for the man they wanted to win. A brakeman waved, and the great race was on. Several hours later, a tired and furious Donald McTavish staggered into the Palace Hotel dining room. A tall, rangy man, called Mawson, rose to welcome them.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Where? About time you got here. Come on and eat before the victuals get cold. Say, what's the matter, Mac? Did your iron horse break down?
No, Mawson. But we had to stop every few miles to cut wood. If ever I lay my hands on the man who stole my cordwood, I'll break his neck.
It was some time later that Mawson handed one of his drivers a small roll of bills, and there was a sly twinkle in his eyes.
Ours a good job, men, removing all that cordwood from along the right of way. That fuel would have kept Mac's train going, and who could tell, she might have beat us.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Fury at Midnight.
Our next tale of Strange Adventure.